This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, one of the characteristics that we see within the manners of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is something that was noticed by one of the companions and related on the status of his home when he died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being that there was only a couple of utensils in his home. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was selfless. He was selfless. He was all about everyone other than himself, meaning that one of his characteristics was that he loved people and he always wanted good for people and always wanted them to win. We see this with Malik al-Shabazz, Malcolm X, rahimahullah, that his life was on the line for the sake of people. We see this with Martin Luther King. We see this with Muhammad Ali. These individuals are heroes and their names are still mentioned years after their death because of their selfless attitude. And this is in Arabic, it's called ithar, that you are thinking of other people's well-being before even your own. And if we think about it, let's look at it with each and every one of us and our children and our family, especially those that we raised. We are willing to die for them. We want their well-being and we concentrate more on their well-being than our own. Whenever you see that in a family member, you sit back, you say, wow, that is an amazing quality. One of the scholars, Ibn Qayyim, speaks about this in his book, Madarij al-Salikin, where he talks about the three levels of selflessness. The first level is to where your generosity does not cause a hardship upon you, and it does not tangibly take away anything from you. This is what is called sakha, and this is something that is a good characteristic because you are selfless to a certain degree. The second level is where your generosity will cause you to give, take from your own and give to a needy person or someone that needs help. And half of what you have, or more than that, is taken away. The tangibility of that is taken away. It's gone. This is what is called jod. The third level, which is the highest level and the most praiseworthy, is to where you give all that you have for that needy person. You give everything that you have. And this was a characteristic of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and of many of the companions. As a matter of fact, it is mentioned in the Quran, where Allah speaks about the Al-Ansar, the helpers, the ones that were in Medina and received the migrators that came from Mecca with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when they migrated from Mecca to Medina because of religious persecution. And they knew that the people were trying to eliminate Islam and Muslims, so they migrated to Medina. But when they received them with open arms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran about them, when he says, those that were firmly established in their homes. They were firmly established in their homes and they were solid in their iman. They love the ones that migrated to them. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love them because they're their brothers. Because the ones that migrated didn't have anything. They left all of their belongings in Mecca. Then Allah says they love the ones that migrated to them. And they don't harbor anything in their hearts towards what they were given. Because when the migrators came, they had nothing. So they were being given things from the Al-Ansar. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, grouped them together. And they were being given items. The people that were from the Ansar, that were the inhabitants of Medina, did not find any hajata mimma utu, as Allah says. They didn't find any, harbor anything in their hearts from what they were given. And then Allah says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. And they give to them, even though it caused them to be in a state of being poor. Or they were already poor and they gave from what they had. And that is exactly selflessness. But to arrive at this maqam, in this position, it's not easy. It takes a level of iman. And that's why Allah mentions in the beginning that. That's why he says at the very end of this beautiful, beautiful verse, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever is protected from the greed of themselves, Those are the successful ones. This is a battle within the self. When you are at home with your family, in your neighborhood, and you have something that someone else may need, but when you give it to them, you will clearly be at a loss if your intention is to please Allah by helping another creation of Allah. This is ithar. This is selflessness. Because at that moment, your passion to help someone, your sympathy to help someone that is in a situation, you put yourself in their shoes and you gave because of that, and you know Allah loves that. That is the selflessness that is from the khuluq al-azim, that is from the great manners. And that is the characteristic and the manner of a mindful person. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.